Hello, everyone. Welcome to Amago, Season 1, Episode 52, The Truth About Hardships. I'm your host, Vanessa Brown. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. The truth about hardships. Well, this is episode 52, so it has been 1 year since I started the Amago podcast. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in every week, for listening to the episodes. And it is my hope and my prayer that the things that we've discussed have helped you in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And also, most of all, help you to understand that we are children of God and we are still being developed. So be encouraged. And again, thank you for listening. Since this is episode 52, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about hardships because I have seen quite a few over this past year. I want to use for a backdrop scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. And it says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our heart, we felt the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him, we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in the answer to the prayers of many." I have spent many days since I accepted Jesus as my Savior, asking God, why am I having such a hard time? And what am I doing wrong? Why have I asked these questions? It's because for the longest time, I only heard people teach and preach about how good life should be, the favor of the Lord, and if God was on my side, how things should line up, and I've got this power. And so when things are not working out for me, I would ask myself, like, okay, what are you doing wrong? Because what they're saying is not what you're getting. So basically, I've heard more about being blessed and being highly favored and getting what God has for me. But I've not heard much about how to respond to the adversities of life. What I haven't been hearing is what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and 8. He says, "We were pressed out of measure above strength and so much that we despaired of life." I don't know if any of you have ever been there, but there is a place sometimes when you're just at your wit's end. And that's what the Apostle Paul is describing. In other words, everything he had and him was everything that he had in him had been poured out. He didn't have any more strength, and he felt as if he was not going to make it. It seems that a portion of us, some of our leaders and our theologians have forgotten to teach that part. To let us know that sometimes life can hit you so hard and it's a real place. It seems that we eliminate the teaching from the Bible that says many are the afflictions of the righteous. It seems we've forgotten and neglected to teach the body of Christ that some days you're going to cry and some days you're going to feel like giving up. So basically, as the body of Christ, what I don't want And what I know that God doesn't want for us is for us to lack knowledge and information and training about hardships. That's being uninformed. And we don't want to be uninformed. A hardship is defined as severe suffering or privation. And privation means a state in which things that are essential for your well-being, such as food and clothing and warmth, they're scarce or they're lacking. And I know that all of us have been in a position, I shouldn't say that because all of us may not have been. I know that many of us have been at a point where we have felt like we just didn't have the essential things that we needed, right? And so I also know that there are some of us who have been through what we call severe suffering, what we would label as severe suffering. And that's going to look different for everyone, right? Your definition of what is severe suffering for you may not be the same as mine. But the truth about hardships, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, he says, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raised the dead. In other words, if saving his own life depended on him, he would surely die because there was nothing else he knew to do or had the strength to do. The truth about hardships is this. If God is going to be glorified, it will be from bringing that which is condemned to death back to life. If there is anything in your life that will bring God glory, it will be the things, the situations, the people, the assignments that appear to be dead in your hands, that appear to be hopeless, that appear to have no life, that this is not going to happen. Okay? The problem is that you have done, generally when you're facing a hardship, the problem is that you have done everything that you know how to do. But it will be when people have walked away from you. It is when the mountain seems like there's no way that you can climb it. There's no way around it. And you have prayed and it is not moving. These are all examples of hardships. For the Apostle Paul, and I want to call him like a mentor, but somebody that I look up to, because when you study his life, you understand that Paul understood the meaning of hardships, right? So in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 27, he puts it this way. And I think what I'm reading is a message version. Yeah, this is the message. So he says, look, I've worked much harder, been jailed more often, beaten up more times than I can count, and at death's door, time after time. I've been flogged 5 times with the Jews' 39 lashes, beaten by Roman rods 3 times, pummeled with rocks once. I've been shipwrecked 3 times and immersed in the open sea for a night and a day. In hard traveling year in and year out, I've had to ford rivers, fend off robbers, struggle with friends, struggle with foes. I've been at risk in the city. I've been at risk in the country, endangered by the desert sun and sea storm, and betrayed by those I thought were my brothers. I've known drudgery and hard labor, many a long and lonely night without sleep, many a missed meal, blasted by the cold, naked to the weather. When I read this account by the Apostle Paul, I kind of say, yeah, you don't have much to complain about, Vanessa. You're, again, what's hard for him might be different than hard for me. But when I read his hardship, then I know, as a child of God, I have not had to go through half of the things the Apostle Paul has had to endure. But hardships, nonetheless, hardships are when you are smack dead in the middle of the ocean, hanging on to a piece of board for dear life. That is when you learn how to trust God. The truth about hardships is, without them, we never learn how to trust God. Now, to trust God means reliance on the integrity, the strength and ability, the surety of a person. That's trust. Reliance on the integrity, strength, ability, and surety. Trust is confidence, expectation of something, and it is hope. Trust is confidence in the certainty of future payment. So now, when we talk about learning to trust God through hardship, you begin to see and understand that it is only by going through repeated hardships that we learn to be confident in the integrity, strength, ability, and surety of God. It is only through hardships that we become confident in the certainty that God will reward us for the deeds that we have done. So, one important thing about this account that the Apostle Paul is giving is that the Apostle Paul wanted the church at Corinth to understand, because they had these quote unquote super apostles that came in, right? And I guess by being super apostles, perhaps they had never really had any hardships. Paul, on the other hand, said, wait, I'm not ashamed of my hardships, right? They might be perfect, you know, all shining in their white armor or whatever. But Paul is saying, listen, that's not my story. That's not my story. He wanted the church at Corinth to know that his life had not been a bed of roses, and that even though his role was an apostle of God, he had to go through hardships. So I appreciate Paul, because he wanted them to know that there were times when he himself was in despair. And we know that Paul heard from God, but he himself was in despair and thought that he was not going to make it. But despite the hardships that he endured, God always came through for him. That is one of the most important points in the scripture, that God always came through for him. A second scripture that I want to leave with you besides 2 Corinthians is Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 10, it says, the Lord tells the prophet Jeremiah that if anyone puts his trust, his reliance, his integrity, his surety, if anyone put his trust in man, he would be cursed. Why? Because whoever or whatever you put your trust in actually becomes your God. Now, I'm not talking about trusting your mom and your dad to take care of you, or trusting your spouse. I'm not talking about that level of trust, but I'm talking about the level of trust where that is the only person, that is the person that you constantly go to, the person that you look at. And if this person doesn't rescue me, I'm not going to get rescued. When you do that, when you put your trust in flesh, then that person you are making into your God. And we know how our Father feels about other gods. He tells us that we should have no other God before him. But it is through hardships that we learn to trust in our Father God. Jeremiah 5:6 says, "Cursed is the strong one who depends on mere humans, who thinks that he can make it on muscle alone and sets God aside," oh my goodness, "as dead weight. He's like a tumbleweed on the prairie, out of touch with the good earth. He lives ruthless and aimless in a land where nothing grows. But blessed is the man," verses 7 and 8, "but blessed is the man who trusts me, God, the woman who sticks with God." They're like trees replanted in Eden, putting down roots near the rivers. Never a worry through the hottest of summers. Never dropping a leaf. Serene and calm through droughts, bearing fresh fruit every season. So there is a big difference between trusting God and trusting in man. Because even when drought is a hard time, drought is a hardship. Even when drought comes, it does not stop you from bearing leaves. Because if you trust God, he says that you are like a tree planted by a river. And so your roots have gone down deep into the ground, closer to the water source. That's what happens when you go through hardships. Your confidence in God goes deeper and deeper every time he brings you out. But your roots are deep and you're still well nourished. So even when there is a drought, you are still being nourished. You're still getting the water. Therefore, you will still be able to produce though there is drought, because you trust God to bring you out. Now, there are three things I've learned about hardship. And there are three things that I would call, again, truths about hardship. One, we don't like people to know that we're going through, because we really don't trust God to bring us out. Now think about it. If you are having a hardship, you don't really have a problem letting people know about your hardship if you trust that God is going to bring you out, because essentially it will become a bragging right for you, just like Paul. Paul's like, "I'm not ashamed of these hardships that I'm going through because God brings me out every time. And because if you're praying for me and God brings me out, then it's an answer to your prayer," right? And so we all then get to celebrate, give thanks, give glory to God for answering your prayer and for bringing me out. But the truth about hardship is many of us don't like people to know when we're going through them, because we don't trust that God is going to bring us out of them. The second truth is this: if you don't acknowledge when things are beyond you, then there is no need for God to come to your rescue. If you are not humble enough to say, "God, I can't handle this on my own. God, I have used all of my resources. I have used everything that you have put in me. I have done everything that I know how to do. I've carried out your principles, your precepts, your decrees, and this is not working in my favor, Father." If you are not at a place where you can acknowledge when things have gone beyond you, there is no need for God to come to your rescue. And then finally, I've learned this: God's glory does not come to you. God's glory is worked through you. So there will be challenges, and you have to be willing to accept God coming through you, that his glory on the earth is going to be manifested through you and through the hardships and the hard situations, the dilemmas that you face, the persecution, all of those difficult things is how God's glory comes through you. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I want you to be encouraged tonight that your hardships, if you trust God, that your hardships will bring God's glory through you. I am a living testimony that this is true. Thank you for joining me this week. And thank you for joining me all year long on the Omega podcast. I hope again that this podcast has helped you to develop a closer relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I hope that you know that you are a child of God. Please be sure to download the Omega podcast on Spotify or on any media platform. Please check out the notes section on Spotify, and there is a link that will allow you to support the podcast by subscribing. I'm now on YouTube, and you can find me at the @ Omega M. You can find many of the videos on the Omega channel. Please subscribe to the channel, and please share it. Turn on the notification button so you'll know every time there is a new episode uploaded. You can visit our website at omegohim.com to check out my coaching and leadership development services. And you can find me on Instagram at omegohim or join me on Facebook by typing IMAGO. Be sure to like and share my weekly reels and my posts. If you would like to, please email me with any comments, questions, or feedback at omegohim@gmail.com. We'll see you very soon. And until then, we shall be just like him.